All right. This week's podcast is with the general from the Arizona National Guard, General Muhlenbeck, and she oversees the Arizona National Guard and the Air Guard. And we got to talking about recruiting, and it's something that I've been involved with. My brother, who I've talked about often, was killed in Iraq back in 2003, but his goal was to go back home in our hometown in Florida and be a recruiter. He loved the military that much. So we started talking about the Guard and the uniqueness of the Guard and the great things they do. So joining us right now is Sergeant First Class Steve Champagne, who is actually from Arizona. Is that true?
It is true. I was born in Detroit, but I've grown up in Arizona. I graduated from Ironwood High School, and I did an active duty tour and then came home, and I chose to, after a small break in service, I chose to serve my country in the Arizona Army National Guard.
We see a lot of stories about the military not meeting its and having challenges at meeting their recruiting goals. Is that happening in the Guard here in Arizona, and are you seeing an improvement?
So, recruiting is a challenge, right? Because recruiting is about having conversations. So if you're not having conversations, you're probably not making mission. Now, the National Guard as a whole made mission last year, not by a lot. It was a little sliver, but the National Guard as a whole made mission. Arizona, I don't know where we ended up at. I know my company, Alpha Company, ended up very well. We had certainly specific recruiters make mission. I know this year I've already made my mission for the year, but you know I keep going because it's an ongoing thing. Manning the force is always an ongoing mission.
I was so surprised when I went, and I've been to a lot of ceremonies when units come home and meeting people that have served for very long times, been on multiple deployments, and talking about the Guard specifically. They love serving because they're not just serving their country, but they're actually serving right here in Arizona.
Yes. Well, the idea being, right, if there's ever an emergency here at home, you know, we're ready to take care of it. So, you know, when I graduated high school, I went active, right? I thought, hey, this is the thing to do. I have to go serve my country. I got to, you know, go do my 4 years. And then I came home. I didn't even really know about the National Guard, you know, and I'm not knocking somebody who wants to graduate and go do that. It's certainly a very necessary function of national security, but you could serve here at home. You know, we have very active, you know, our infantry sends people to Ranger School. You know, we are very active here at home as well.
Is it frustrating? Because as much as we've done on this show and I've done personally with the military and with veteran organizations, I didn't know a whole lot about the Guard. Mm-hmm. Is it frustrating you as a recruiter that people don't understand the advantages to being a real citizen soldier and serving in your community? Can you explain a little bit of what that is?
Yeah, I mean, so that's the challenge, right? It's just getting the message out, right? I say that as somebody who like I just said, I didn't know about the National Guard until, I did my time active duty, came home, and then was just working in the civilian sector, and I was like, man, I miss shooting guns and sleeping outside, you know, how can I do that? And linked up with a National Guard recruiter down the street from my house. I was 29 years old at the time, came back in, and it's been great. But yeah, I mean, you can be home, you can have a family, you can have a civilian career, you can go to school, you can do all these things. And this is probably the most non-invasive way to serve in the military and not have it run your whole life, right? And then to that point, you know, we have people that that just do their 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, get their college paid for, great. And then we have people that do so much more, right? Do individual mobilizations. They help out on deployment rotations all over the world, you know? So we have a little bit of everything.
And it's also a big family. I've every year, or most years, I have been the master of ceremonies for the MPs here in Arizona for their dinner and for their celebration. And it seems like it's just a big family. It's like a family reunion when they get together. Mm-hmm. And I kind of love that feeling that everybody lives here in Arizona. They've got that commonality, but they're still serving their country in the capacity of the military.
Right, right. And that is just the idea behind it. I know I have a soft spot for the MPs because when I came back in, I did my 2 years there and then hopped over to being a paralegal, which was my real goal, right? But yeah, it is a family, right? And so even as a recruiter, I know I personally put in, you know, people and then their younger brothers and then their, spouse teams. I mean, we, there is an ongoing undercurrent of being a family and being a member of the Guard.
So give me the pitch. What is the advantages to a young person that's listening, or a parent that has a young son or daughter that may be interested in a career here? Mm-hmm. What are the advantages to the Guard? When you say to them, what is it that you're going to get in the Guard that's unique and that you think is a benefit?
Yeah, so there are many benefits. So one of the things I like to do is I like to, in a person in that situation, I listen to them and think about, what are they trying to achieve, right? Do they want to be a fireman? Okay, well, do you know that we have preferential hiring for municipal positions? Okay, so do you want to go to college? Well, we have federal tuition assistance and state tuition reimbursement. You can graduate from college debt-free. We have ROTC scholarships. We have ways that you can... if you do end up taking out student loans, we have student loan repayment, right? But all those, right? So you have the discipline, you wear the uniform, you have the pride of wearing a uniform, of accomplishing something big. I don't know. I remember I enlisted a guy a few years ago. Him and his wife own a business. They were making $500,000 a year. He was paying $1,800 a month for health insurance. He enlisted just to come on TRICARE, and because TRICARE will cover a family for $250 a month. And folks don't realize this, but insurance runs the world. Okay, so if you want to get ahead of that, come on. We have programs for that.
And it also, being in some of the places here in Arizona, guard bases here in Arizona, there is some high tech stuff that people can get into. You're not just limited on the scope of the job that you can take.
Yeah, so we have the 25 series MOS, the communications, the IT specialist, the 94 series, very technical positions. But even to that point, it's like you could come in and be in the infantry for a few years and then study those high-tech things in the civilian world. We'll pay for that, right? We want that. Matter of fact, that's worth promotion points. So if you really want to get ahead in your, infantry position or cook position or whatever, go do some of that extra stuff, make yourself a more well-rounded citizen soldier.
So if people out there are interested, they want to learn more about the Guard here in Arizona, how they can serve, or just learn more about it, is there a website? Where do they go to find out more?
So the National Guard social media, the AZNG team on Instagram is one way. I mean, my own number is 602-361-4220. People can call me. I'm always happy to talk. My phone's on all the time. And if anything, I'll talk their ear off.
You're a brave man giving your cell phone number out on the radio.
Call me, guys. Call me. I mean, worst case scenario, I got to block someone.
Okay. All right.
But then our website, they can, just Google Arizona National Guard and by zip code, it will, they can go in and kind of say, hey, I'm interested. I want a recruiter to contact me. And, all of our guys are really good about getting back to folks and at least going over benefits and qualifications with them, right? Making sure, hey, are you even qualified to do this, right? I mean, because there's a baseline qualification that we need you to meet so that you can come in and serve.
It's an honor to meet you. We truly do respect the service of all of you in the military, and to have it be, I fell in love with this place when I moved here in 1995, mm-hmm. and actually before on vacation, and to see people that serve their state as honorably as they serve their country and proud of both, I think that's mm-hmm. the coolest part of it. Seeing the pictures from people being deployed, holding mm-hmm. the Arizona flag, and so proud of that Arizona flag, and the Cardinals flags. I know there are some people out there that are flying that during the football seasons. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's really cool, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I know Captain Hannigan's also glad to be a part of it. We're all just glad
and it's
to be
great
here.
That you're in Arizona, home recruiting people from Arizona. That's great stuff.
Love it. It's a recruiting point, right? You can live here, serve here. You can do these things you want to do, and again, serve your country and not have it run your whole life.
It's great to meet you. I appreciate you coming in. All right, that is the recruiters from the Arizona National Guard. Look into it. It's a great career.